I appreciate you joining me for today's This Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is the 11th of June, 2026, Wednesday. The IRGC won't stop what is coming. So, podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. On the site, two sections, This Present Truth section and the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church section. Also, contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. So again, the IRGC will not stop what is coming. Iran is actually the ancient Persia. Ancient Persia was ruled by a spirit, the Prince of Persia. Those of you who are familiar with the book of Daniel and the day that Daniel prayed for God to help Israel, God heard Daniel's prayers. It was a lengthy prayer, and it took 21 days for Michael, the archangel, to fight to bring a message to Daniel that his prayers were heard and God would answer those prayers. Michael tells Daniel, I believe it was Michael, that the Prince of Persia, the spirit that rules over Iran or ancient Persia, hindered Michael, the warrior of God, who protects Israel, from reaching and bringing the message to Daniel. He was at war for 21 days against the fallen angel of Persia. Well, that fallen angel is presently in conflict again. And there are prophecies that eventually Iran will cease to be a major power in the Middle East. This is from a biblical point of view. This will not be a forever war. All the talk from the podcasters, people that are podcasting on Rumble, just on the airwaves, are complaining that Donald Trump has brought the United States once again in a forever war. No, he hasn't. He is the individual, Trump, that is to begin the conflict with Israel to push Iran into a conflict, and the IRGC will not negotiate with Trump, with Israel, with the world, with Russia, with Turkey, none of the nations in the Middle East. The spirit that rules over Iran is fully aware that he is going to be unemployed. He is going to be destroyed. The spirit is now being judged. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 make it clear that there will be a war in the nation of Jordan in the near future with Russia, Turkey, a few other nations north of Iran, Iran itself, Libya out of North Africa, Ethiopia, and probably armies from Somalia. There will be a conflict in the nation of Jordan, just east of the Jordan River, in the countryside. Iran, Russia, Turkey, and all these countries, possibly troops out of Ukraine, all these armies will be destroyed by God on the battlefield. It'll be in late summer. I was suspecting it might be this summer. I don't think the conditions are ripe for the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. Next year, 2027, I believe that is when the war will take place. But the Prince of Persia, Donald Trump, is the man that the Lord put as the head of America's military, the commander-in-chief, to protect Israel, whether the anti-Semitic crowd out there that doesn't understand what is going on, they just feel that Israel controls the United States. Oh, they do have influence. That's true. And that Donald Trump is a puppet of Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli government, that is absolute foolishness. Total foolishness. All of the Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, and even now Alex Jones, and the cabal of people, they have opinions, they have views. They are, going mad because they don't see what's happening. They don't understand. This conflict is in the Bible. It is in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Also in the Bible is Israel's conflict in the region with Lebanon, with Hezbollah in Lebanon, with the Hamas in Gaza in the last couple of years, with Syrian enemies, Islamic groups, also out of Yemen, which is a lemon. We and these individuals that don't understand, they think they do. Christian people, Stu Peters, brilliant man, brilliant, has a lot of fire, very gifted, but he's blind to what God says about the nation of Israel. He needs to read, and also the health ranger. I'm trying to think his name real quick, Mike Adams. These men and others like them, they need to see what Jesus, Yeshua himself, has to say about Israel. Go to Revelation chapter 7 in the end days before Christ returns, when anti-Semitism will be like a forest fire in this country, in the Christian churches, in the cult churches, in Europe, in the Middle East, Russia, China, internationally. Let's just make it simple. Let's break it down. They don't understand what Christ says about Israel. Revelation chapter 7. There are 12 tribes, and there are 12,000 people from each of those 12 tribes of Jacob that are going to be sealed for their protection from being eliminated from off the earth. These 12 tribes, Christ himself, Yeshua himself, gave John a vision, told him to write that all of these tribes, and he names them, Gad and Asher, etc., are going to be protected wherever they are in the world. Scattered presently, they are going to return to Israel. And after Antichrist comes to power in the last 3.5 years, these people will have a place to fly to. This is in Revelation chapter 12. The woman is going to be given wings to fly into a wilderness for 3.5 years. That is these 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes. They have to be protected. They are going to continue to populate Israel in the millennial kingdom. Pure bloodlines from each of these family members. That will, what I'm saying presently, will make the hatred of the Jewish people even greater. Stu Peters, Mike Adams, these men, they better read Romans, the book of Romans. Israel was cut off as a branch on an olive tree, and they were cut off for 2,000 years, basically, not to be eliminated, but they were just to be blind for 2,000 years to their Messiah. But eventually, they, the original olive branch, will be grafted back into the olive tree. Right now, they're ungrafted. They're out of favor with the Lord, so to speak, but he's still protecting them because they're his elect. And Paul said that the Christian people better beware, because if Israel could be removed from the olive tree, so can Christian people. And they will be removed. And what does this mean? This means that God has a right to bring blindness to their eyes also. They will be blind. They will grope like in the nighttime, not understanding the time that we're in. We cannot, Christian people, American patriots, cannot save the United States of America. This nation cannot be saved. This nation is going to be just like Germany after World War II. The hatred of the Jewish people and the Christian people will be so great. This nation will be like men of Sodom who groped in the night trying to get to the two angels that were staying with Lot, staying in Lot's house. So these men, I say to them, you better be careful. You don't understand that right now Donald Trump is not controlled by Israel. Trump and this administration, as well as all the previous administrations going back to 1948, worked with Israel because it's in the Bible. Israel needed protection from the nations, from Russia, from the countries in the Middle East. They needed protection. At the UN, the United States provided that protection. We will continue to help arm Israel, finance Israel, diplomatically work with Israel. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the dark side of Zionism, like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the very powerful people of this country, the government, which means the House, the Senate, the Congress, the military agencies, all of the agencies, they all will help Israel. Why? Because they're New World Order. And Israel is the landmass that the New World Order needs for their future agenda. Eventually, the Antichrist will stand in the temple that is being built presently in Israel, and he will declare himself to be God. This is a dark Zionist, the evil side of Zionism that is impure, unholy, unrighteous, just dark, and satanic. This is the Zionism that men like Mike Adams and Stu Peters and Alex Jones and others, Candace and Tucker, they blend the 144,000 in the book of Revelation, they put everything together in one clump. They don't understand there are two aspects to Zionism, a pure and an impure, a holy and an unholy. Because they don't understand what this Iranian war is all about. The Prince of Persia is going to be removed as the ruling spirit over Iran. Russia, there's a ruling spirit over Russia called Gog, which is the land which rules over the land of Magog, over the people of Meshech and Tubal, the children of Japheth, one of Noah's sons. And this powerful spirit over Russia is going to be also unemployed for 1,000 years. The power, the spirits that rule Turkey, the same, unemployed, that rule over Libya. The gods that the Libyans worship, the gods that the Turkish people worship, the Islamic gods, the gods that Russia and Russia's anti-Semitism going back centuries and centuries and centuries. God doesn't forget. He doesn't forget the evil of the children of Meshech and Tubal, I believe the people of Russia, Meshech and Tubal, I think it is. Correct, Meshech and Tubal. These are the people in the land ruled over by a spirit, which is called Gog. The Iranian people, with Islamic gods that are worshipped, Allah is a god. He is a very powerful spirit, but he's not God himself. He created nothing. He's a god of destruction. And that spirit that has ruled Iran in conjunction with the Prince of Persia, the Prince of Persia existed 1,000 years before there was such a thing as Islam. So that prince has always been there, but now that prince, there's another additional god that is working with the Prince of Persia. It is the gods of Islam. Well, they're going to be, Persia is going to be unemployed. Persia is going to, like it says in Psalm 82, is going to die like a man. In other words, his time and freedom that he's had over these thousands of years to rule that landmass is coming to an end. Donald Trump triggered the beginning of the removal of that prince of that country. And Donald Trump, by triggering that conflict with Israel, he is doing exactly what he should do. People that don't understand, like I gave the example in the last program, there is a game being played. I'll use football as the example. And Donald Trump is calling the shots for the players on the field. And the two players in the field are, the in our country, to simplify, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. It's a political game. Those that are Republican, those that have voted for Trump, they feel they have the right to be armchair quarterbacks, telling him what to do, what they like, what they don't like. It's a spiritual war. It is not just with bullets and bombs and votes. No, it's much deeper than that. And with the Democrats, they're on the field. They're being given directions from the sidelines too. And there's a conflict, a battle going back and forth up and down the field. Sometimes the Republicans are, you know, closer to the goal line. And then sometimes as a switch, the Republicans are closer to the goal line. But really, neither one yet has won the game. Trump is, let's say, like the quarterback. When he is hitting the receivers, everybody is, oh, he is great. He's the greatest. He's just hunky-dunky. But when he misses a throw or when there's an interception, the crowd turns on him, like right now. Look at everyone who was a supporter, how they have turned on him, because they don't understand what is happening spiritually. They don't know the Bible. They may be intelligent. They may be knowledgeable of certain things, but they don't understand. This is a spiritual battle, and Iran is really trying to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. The same with Hamas and Hezbollah and all of the other terrorist groups in the region, near and far. They're anti-Semitic. And because of that, and because of the conflict in Iran, now the boos from the stands are, it's a forever war. It's a forever war. We're going to be in here forever and ever and ever. No, there are going to be wars. We cannot dismiss that. We cannot stop the wars that are coming. But in the battles coming, there are nations that are going to be removed from the battlefield. Iran, Russia, Turkey, Ethiopia, part of Somalia, Libya, and other forces up north in the region north of Iran and Turkey. They're going to be removed from the battlefield. Who's going to come out on top? The globalist plan is a dark Zionist satanic plan by people who have tried to fool the nations of the world that they are Jewish from Europe, from the United States, that they are Jewish. And there are some who are truly Jewish working with this one world government, new world government, order of the ages plan. Henry Kissinger and George Soros, to name a few, Klaus Schwab. also, you have Anthony Fauci. And you have, in this country, you have Mike Judas Iscariot Pence. These people are part of a Zionist move, which is a move to bring the negative, demonic, satanic Zionism to bring in Antichrist. Not all the Jewish people are, that's not their goal. The Jewish people that know the writings of Moses and their prophets, they know at some point Israel will be the country that will rule over the world. The kingdom of Christ, of Yeshua, will be set in Israel, in Jerusalem, for the millennial kingdom. This is what Adolf Hitler was trying to do, bring in a millennial kingdom for the Reich. But it failed. But the principle was really, the dynamic was what Hitler used to get the minds of the people to believe that Germany would rule the world, and it almost did. Germany was right on the cusp of ruling South America, Africa, the Europe, and the United States. No, not the United States. Well, who do you think is, if you could stand all these members of Congress up in the political positions of power in this country, if you could stand them up And if they would be honest, I think 50% are Nazi. White supremacist, neo-Nazi. They are loyal to the Fuhrer and his plans. That's just in the Washington. What about here in Colorado or in Montana or in Wyoming or Nevada, California, caliph, a caliphate, Ornia? What about the guy that was just caught in California sending all of the secrets to nuclear weapons to Iran, caliph Ornia? Nazis. Who did Hitler work with? Islam. Who did Hitler recruit? People out of Islam, out of the Middle East. Now, these individuals that tell this audience, and they want people to believe that Israel is running this government. Israel has ADL, different groups in this country that raise money, that have political power, that influence people in the Christian world and in the non-Christian world in Washington, D.C. They have people that work with people in the Defense Department so that the Defense Department will give Israel, continue to arm Israel. It's in the Bible. You can't halt it. You can't stymie it. You can't interfere with that. Israel has to be armed so that she has what is necessary to deal with the conflict in the region. Who's going to do that? Russia? No. China? No. Israel. Even the British. I'm sorry, America. Even the British presently, they don't want to help Israel, but they do. Why? Because the Rothschilds, they wanted to make sure their influence would be specifically in the nation of Israel, in Jerusalem, in the Knesset. Because there was a, and how were they able to get the nose in the door, in the tent door? Using the term Zionism. Israel, the Jewish people need to return to Israel. Why? They need a labor force. They needed Jewish people back to begin to build the country, to begin to build everything needed for the coming occupation of the New World Order, which is coming. And they use the term Zionism, which most people don't understand what Zionism is. Zion is the Temple Mount area. That's Zion. There is the reality of Zion is the throne in the mountain of God himself. And he put the understanding of his holy hill in the Middle East, in Israel, in Jerusalem. It's a type. I don't know how I ended up going down this road, but I'm infuriated by listening to people that think they know what they're talking about, that Donald Trump has got us in a forever war. Nope. This war will end, most likely about a year from now. Little plus, I don't think it's going to happen this year. Russia, Iran, these nations are going to consolidate their power with the purpose, destroy Israel, to occupy Israel. And their conference room is going to be in a battlefield in the countryside east of the Jordan River. So don't listen to these people. They don't know what they're talking about. They're looking at things from the natural. They're not seeing things from a biblical point of view. If the Bible says Iran is there is a regime change, it's one of the points of my program. The IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, is who Donald Trump is trying to negotiate with. He's trying to negotiate with people that are not that terrorist group. Extreme. There's no way that group of terrorists, that military, they run everything in that country. And they would prefer to die than to even yield one point to bring about a temporary or a halt of any kind to the conflict. This is why today, as I speak, Trump had to send in Patriot missiles once again. This is in the Bible. Not only does this bring a hurt to the nation of Iran, it is also forcing Turkey and Russia and these other nations, it is like slapping them in the face. They need Iran. Russia and Iran, they're the same people. Their lineage. They're blood brothers. They're fairly light-haired, blue-eyed, fair-skinned. They're brothers. They're from the lineage of Japheth, Noah's son that had fair skin, light hair, blue eyes. Russia's got to protect the brothers. Turkey, same. Their family. Now down in North Africa, Ethiopia and Libya, that's not the family, but they're tied in. This war in Ezekiel 38 and 39 is an Islamic war. It is a war of religion, Islam. I think it was about 6 months ago, Putin made a comment that he really has always done what he could, at which he went over and beyond to continue to make Islam, to allow it to operate, to thrive, to grow in Russia. Big mistake. A rattlesnake can sleep, but eventually, when it warms up a little bit, a rattlesnake will do what a rattlesnake does. It turns on you. Islam is a religion of hate. It is not a religion of peace. It is a religion that is a conquering religion. The whole world knows this now. They even admit it. This is nothing new. They are commanded by the Quran to convert the infidel. If the infidel doesn't convert, you kill the infidel. And that's just very simple. That whole region that Israel has been in conflict is not in, Israel's not in conflict with governments like in Lebanon or in Gaza. The conflict is always with extreme terrorists, which are Islamic. They're not Hindu. They're not Buddhists. They're not Christian forces. They're not Catholic. They're not Greek Orthodox. They're Islamic extremists. The war in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it is a war outside of the region, starting from basically the Arctic all the way down to North Africa. Look at the swing of that next conflict. Who's going to be involved? People in Russia. The soldiers will come from areas way up in a land where you don't want to live. with armies out of Turkey. The Turkish army is mainly 100, well, I won't say 100%, 90% Islamic. Iranian army, pretty much 100%, or I'll say 90% Islamic. If Armenia and Azerbaijan are involved, it's going to be Islamic soldiers for the most part. Libya, Ethiopia, and possibly Somalia, it's Islamic. This is a, basically for the people that, it's, you know, that they want to be honest. It is a war in which God has put and documented by his prophet Ezekiel. It's not so much the nation of Russia, the nation of Turkey, it's the religious influence of these nations who God is going to destroy on the battlefield east of Jordan in the countryside. God is at war with the enemies that worship other gods. It's the same with the Christian church. In the Christian churches, the true Christian churches, I don't mean those that are in name only, nominal, but in true Christianity worldwide, there is worship, idol worship in the Catholic Church, the Greek churches, there's in the Lutheran churches, worshiping, you know, icons, whatever. God is going to punish that idolatry in his seven lampstands. Then in Israel, through the tribe of Dan, in Genesis, led the children of Israel into idolatry. Idolatry not meaning some item, but literally worshiping spirits, powers in the spiritual realm, and giving these items that are worshipped power, because there are demons behind it, angels, fallen angels behind it, very, very powerful spirits. And God is going to bring a punishment on all of this idolatry within Israel also. So nobody escapes, not Israel, not the children of God that are born again, and not the nations. America, look at the idolatry in this country. You know, people can worship things that they would not even believe. You can worship, if you love sports, you can worship, in a sense, your idolatry becomes the teams that you like, if you're not careful, in football, basketball, hockey. You can worship mammon. Your money is everything. You work, your investments. You have to be careful what you put your preferences to. Going back to the punishment of God in Psalm 83, which is the regional war that Israel has been involved in, has been fighting since 2023 in October. The war is with Islam. And Islam, there is no consideration for the children or for the women. With Islam, immediately when the children are little, the spirit behind this system is to train the young mind to follow the system of laws, to the point where little children, by the age of 7, they understand the, what's the word I would use? They understand the philosophy of Islam. They know who the enemies of Islam are. They know the number one objective of Islam is to destroy every Jew, every Hebrew, to eliminate the knowledge of Israel as a, it's ethnic cleansing is what it is. God wants to protect the children and the women. There comes that point when an individual is so full of hatred toward not only Israel, but to anyone who will not bow the knee to that religion, that they are, for the most part, you have lost them forever. Only by the hand of the Lord Himself can these people ever have a change in their thinking. There will be many who will, because God, He visits every race, every nation, every people, because He wants people to occupy His eternity. Men, women, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever the color, intelligent, you know, uneducated, doesn't matter. He wants people in His eternity. He created mankind for Himself. There's an enemy that has decided to destroy as many human beings as possible in any way possible. This is why these sophisticated, powerful religions exist, because the Christian people don't realize the power of this light bearer, this illuminated one, the power that He holds. But God did say, Christ did say, and Elohim, the Creator, is going to destroy the other gods that were created. This is what Donald Trump has set in motion with Israel. The other presidents of this country, going back to the 70s, 60s, they've never had never made a decision to push back against Iran. Even these presidents have assisted Iran in every way possible to make Iran stronger, trying to change prophecy. Obama did everything possible. But the thing is, nothing could begin to set the things in motion that would bring about the Ezekiel chapter 38 war. That had to be, that would be not a project. It'd be a future, not an event. It would be something that would occur in the future. It had to be initiated. It was Donald Trump with Benjamin Netanyahu that initiated it, because Iran, the hatred is so deep. They don't care. These men in this system of extremist hatred toward Israel, they can't control themselves. They will destroy their country, their citizens of the country, their wives, their sons, their brothers, just to fulfill the need to destroy Israel. And so eventually the time would come in God's plan when now the punishment of Iran would, now the door would be open to begin to arrange the situations that needs to occur in the next year and a half, I believe. Year plus, not quite a half, year and 3 months, 4 months, to eventually bring an end to the nations that are listening to these extreme terrorists that hate Israel, that hate God. And this is where it really begins. They hate God, number one. They hate the God of Israel. They hate Jesus Christ, Yeshua. They hate, of all people, they hate the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They hate the Messiah who did come, who did die, and who has begun to bring a punishment on all of the angelic fallen forces of the world. The judgment and the punishment of the people in these countries and the spirits involved with deceiving the people are now, the judgment is beginning. Well, I guess I tried to condense that. Now, again, there's going to be a regime change, and the purpose of the Ezekiel war is not to destroy these nations completely through nukes. There's not going to be nukes. There might be some small devices, but no, these nations will continue to exist. The people will continue to exist. The nations will actually be better when the leaders that lead, that are in charge of the Islamic terrorism, are removed in Iran, in Turkey, Libya, Ethiopia, part of Somalia. Russia is going to be devastated. Russia is going to get the biggest devastation. Russia is going to be cease to be a superpower. When this war in Ezekiel 38 is done, 39 speaks of Russia's punishment more specifically. 38 speaks of all the nations that work together to try to occupy and take the riches of Israel. Ezekiel 39 is speaking of basically the punishment on Russia as a nation. It will be basically done. There will be two powers in the world, the United States and China. And China limited in power. America dominant. There was a movie out, it was a Jurassic Park. And they created this Tyrannosaurus Rex. They DNA spliced some other DNA into this. It was a, what was that called? He was not a T-Rex. He was something different. Well, after Ezekiel, the wars are done, America will be like this creature as a nation that has never existed ever in the history of man. We are already that nation. But this nation, Donald Trump, will not, I don't think Trump will be in the White House when that Ezekiel war occurs. Between now and next year, most likely, there's going to be a regime change in the United States of America. Something that is so drastic, people are going to, they're not going to sleep. It's going to happen, and the change and what is coming is going to shock everybody. Not everybody. I won't be shocked because I know what's going to happen. It's in the Bible. I've talked about it endlessly in the past. Revelation chapter 17, verse 9, 10, and 11. The final seven presidents of the United States of America. George Bush was number one. Ronald Reagan was number two. George Bush Sr. was number three. Bill Clinton was number four. The fifth king, president of the United States, mentioned in Revelation chapter 17. Verse 10 would be George Bush Jr. The number 6 king would be Barack Obama. Then the 7th king would be Donald Trump. Now, but you say, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, but what about Joe Biden? Legally speaking, due to the Constitution of this country, he was not legally elected. Trump now, I've been saying this since the election in 2020, that this was Trump won. He's the rightful president, but an imposter took his place. The imposter, Joe Biden. Joe Biden was the head of a corporation, placed everything done for him. They think, like I stated in the last program, some say that Joe Biden actually died before the election, the swearing-in ceremonies, that he had died, and there was an imposter that replaced him. And I can't prove it, but the thing is, biblically, he's not recognized. Number 6 was Barack Obama. Number 7 is Donald J. Trump. Number 8 is going to replace Trump. The only one that can replace him, logically speaking, would be Barack Obama. Does he know that he's going to replace Trump? I suspect he does. I really do. I suspect many of his people believe that also. I believe that the people that have been in power with Barry all through these years from the 2016 election, 11 years now or 10 years ago, I think that that they all know they're going to return. This is why they're so arrogant. They all know they're not going to be prosecuted. This is why they don't have any fear of any of the government agencies. This is why we have never seen anyone be prosecuted, basically, except for Bolton. He's got his hand slapped, but no one else has actually been prosecuted. And there are reports out that some of these people have been taken to Guantanamo Bay and shot or hung or whatever. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Like I don't buy that Adolf Hitler died by committing suicide, like I stated in programs on the air. The people, the German people, especially the members of the Third Reich, all of the top officials surrounding the Führer, they were never, ever going to allow their leader to commit suicide and die like a dog in the street. Absolutely not. The devil worshippers in the Third Reich, there is no way ever they would allow the Führer of Germany, the one who was responsible for the deaths of millions of people, the individual that caused the great massive sacrifice of World War II in Europe. They were never going to let him commit suicide. Absolutely not. Anybody that would believe that, well, something's happened to the front lobe part of your brain. You don't see things correctly. This is the man that was worshipped by the SS. Worshipped. This was the man that was the high commander, the high priest of the German Nazi Party. His men would have jumped him, tied him down. They would have taken the bullets. They'd have taken the pin out of the gun. They'd have taken the gun from him. They would have tied him up and threw him on the U-boat that went to Argentina, whether he wanted to go or not. To understand the world, you have to understand witchcraft. To understand the world, the people must understand the high, high-ranking priests of a religion, Arianism, is not going to commit suicide. There is no way. They're not going to allow this man to harm himself. And his mistress went with him. And it could be that in Argentina, they were hidden in the deep, in the Nazi it was a community. It was a society in Argentina. He was hidden down there, protected. He'd walk freely. Chances are he had children through Ava, what was her name? I got my Ava Gardner on my mind. That's not it. Eva von Braun. And had children through Greta von Braun through artificial insemination, which the German people invented that technique, that medical procedure. They've invented it. And the Russians, when they went into Berlin, and into Germany, they were able to get documentation. Putin knows about this. Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, the greatest president Russia's ever had, who is not really an enemy of the United States. He's the enemy of the powerful British ruling powers and monarch oligarchs in this country and in Europe. They hate him because he has kept the United States from controlling Russia, owning Russia. To own Central Asia means you own the whole world. So anyhow, Putin knows that he knew Merkel, Angela Merkel. Huh. Okay. Angela. What's her dad's name? Adolf. Does Vladimir know that? Yes. And was this through Eva von Braun? No. It was through Eva's sister, Greta. Greta was artificially inseminated, most likely, by Adolf. And she had a little light-haired girl by the name of Angela, who was a war fugitive or a fugitive of war or one of the displaced child who was put in a school. The best German linguistics teachers, not English but German, best math, best everything. She was trained by a man who was supposedly a Lutheran pastor. Oh, he was Lutheran, all right. German, Third Reich Lutheran pastor. But she was put in this orphanage. She was taught everything. She was taken care of. She was protected. Why? Because she was the daughter of Adolf. And he kept a good eye on her through the rat line communication system after World War II, via the Vatican, via the German government, via Venice, via Switzerland, who else was part of the Italy? They kept him informed as to what was happening with his precious daughter. And he may have had children in Argentina through through Angela. So the German people that may listen to this program that are older, you would understand that there is no way the SS would ever allow the Führer to commit suicide. No way. It's impossible. And years later, his bodyguard, what's the guy's name, Sikorsky, told the truth that Adolf did live. Sikorsky, what was his first name? It's been a while. But anyhow, the program is over. Join me, stay, and come back for the next program. I never know what I'm going to talk about. I try to plan, but I don't. Podcasts, thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. Two sections, the Olive Tree site and This Present Truth site. Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. God bless you. God open your eyes. God give you insight and understanding to what I'm saying. May God bless you. God bless you. God bless you in a mighty, mighty way. Bye.